Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning, everybody. This is Bob Salter. As a matter of fact, it's Father's Day morning, and we are in a very interesting program this morning. We've been sharing some thoughts on Father's Day. You know, this day, you mentioned that term, and there are many different thoughts and images that come to mind. On a lot of us will recall a specific characteristic or quality of our fathers, or perhaps some specific incident from our lives that involved our fathers, too. And originally in discussion, we're scheduled to be focused on talking about the topic of sun safety, skin cancer. And I'm pleased to say that we've been able to connect with the guest who is scheduled to be with us. Unfortunately, he had something he's going to explain in his family overnight that prevented him from being with us earlier, and we appreciate the fact that you are kind enough to join us at this point on our program. Dr. Kenneth Wasserman is joining us. In his background, he's team dermatologist with the Baltimore Orioles, clinical assistant professor at Drexel University Hospital, on the board of directors of the Pennsylvania Academy of Dermatology, and in 2011 was the Dermatologist of the Year in the state of Pennsylvania. And as I mentioned, he's joining us to talk with us on our program. First of all, good morning.
Hi, Bob.
And I'll say happy Father's Day to you, but you know, I understand you've been in the emergency room with your wife overnight.
Yep, I had a rough night. She blew out her knee. She blew out her medial meniscus and her gastroc muscle.
Oh.
And we've been in the ER, and I kind of lost track of time.
I can certainly understand that, and I appreciate you being kind enough to even join us on our program. What's the prospect, or what things look like for her? How long is she going to wind up being there?
Well, she's going to have surgery to repair the meniscus, and you know, I think she's pitching for a few months.
Well, you know, we've been talking about, I had listeners talking about Father's Day. One of our listeners actually tied in the topic of Father's Day with talking about skin cancer, because his father died from skin cancer back in 2003. I say that word, or those two words, skin cancer, in 2017. What's the first thing that comes to your mind?
First thing that comes to my mind is that people don't take skin cancer seriously. They think of it as a minor thing. And, you know, skin cancer is the number 5 cause of all cancer deaths in the United States. So when you look at cancers like breast cancer and prostate cancer and colon cancer, skin cancer is number 5 on the list of fatalities. And I don't think people realize how important a disorder this is to try to decrease, and we have ways of decreasing the incidents and decreasing the fatalities.
When we talk about the incidence of skin cancer, how prevalent is it in our society?
Well, you know, of all the different types of skin cancer, one in five Americans will have a type of skin cancer in their lifetime. So we're talking about many people you know, many people you work with, many relatives. We're talking about a lot of people. By the way, Bob, do we have a good connection? Because you're low, but I hope you can hear me well.
We can hear you fine, and I'll speak up.
Great. So we're talking about a cancer that everybody will have some contact with at some point in their life through relatives and friends, because we're talking about a lot of people.
When we talk about skin cancer, there are different forms of skin cancer. A lot of people are probably familiar with and have heard the term melanoma, but what are the types of skin cancer?
So, you know, the melanoma, or the malignant melanoma, which is a synonym, is extremely dangerous. As I mentioned, most of the deaths that occur will occur from the melanoma type of skin cancer. But again, we're talking about number five on the list of all cancer deaths. So we're talking about a lot of people. Malignant melanoma, if diagnosed early, and this is the crime in not getting this under control, if diagnosed early, is almost 100% curable. So by having people get screening and get checked regularly by a dermatologist, you know, we recommend people get checked once a year, go to a dermatologist, get looked at from head to toe. And it really should be a board-certified dermatologist that's looking you over to get the proper examination, because sometimes the beginning of melanoma can be very subtle, and you want to pick up these changes early on because, again, as we talked about, it's almost 100% curable if picked up early. The sin is that many times melanoma is not picked up early. It's picked up late. And then the treatments for melanoma are very, very difficult if it's picked up late. And a lot of people who have late melanoma will die from melanoma. There's also more common types of skin cancer that don't kill you, basal cell skin cancer. But a basal cell can be very locally destructive. You can lose an ear. You can lose an eye. You can lose the nose. We know of patients who've had to wear plastic noses to cover up the devastating effects of basal cell carcinoma. We know of patients who've lost an ear. That's the basal cell skin cancer. It's the most common. And then there's one in the middle called squamous cell carcinoma that can kill people also. It's middle in incidence. It's not as common as the basal cell carcinoma, which millions of Americans will get, but it's not as less likely as the melanoma. But again, because melanoma is so devastating and causes fatalities, that's why we focus a lot on it.
Who is most at risk for skin cancer?
So, Bob, the lighter you are, the more at risk you are from skin cancer. So the patients who are very light-skinned and don't tan easily and burn very, very quickly, the red hair guys, the freckled, the blue eyes, the green eyes, they're just more likely to get a melanoma or a skin cancer of any type than the patients who are darker complected. But I've seen skin cancer and melanoma in African Americans also. So you can get it no matter who you are. But the likelihood is more likely in a light-skinned person. And, of course, it's how much sun exposure you've had. If you work outdoors, and that's why we've done screenings for baseball players and started a baseball screening program, is because these guys had sun exposure from the time they were 3 and 4 years old when they were playing baseball outdoors. Remember, baseball for kids is a day game. You know, for baseball players, they usually play at night, but the thing is that to get to that level, they've been outdoors their entire lives, getting huge amounts of sun exposure. So people who work as roofers, people who work on ships, people who work at the beach, people who are outdoors, construction, they get more sun exposure, and there's definitely an increased risk as we increase the ultraviolet light exposure, whether natural light or going to a suntan parlor where you get artificial sun exposure. In Pennsylvania, as you know, I'm in Philadelphia. You know, I practice in Philly. But in Pennsylvania, we actually passed laws, which took a long time to pass. It took 20 years of work by the Pennsylvania Academy of Dermatology to pass laws that prevent kids under the age of 18 from going to suntan parlors. It's illegal for a teenager to get sun exposure in a suntan parlor when they're under the age of 18, unless, of course, there's the exception, Bob. Remember the exception we talked about once?
Yes.
It's called the prom rule.
Right.
If you want to get tanned for your prom and your mom writes you a note that you're getting a tan for the prom, it's called the prom rule, from 17 to 18, with parental permission, you're allowed to get the devastating effects of extra sun exposure. Isn't that funny?
Mm-hmm.
The prom rule.
This idea of the tanning parlors, you know, there's been a lot of talk about this over the years, and the question that always comes up is that level of exposure in, you know, the confined space, etc., for the period of time that there is, how dangerous is that really?
Well, here's the problem, Bob. You get a certain amount of sun in your life. You get a certain amount of ultraviolet light exposure. The people who go to the suntan parlors usually get the regular amount of sun exposure, and then they get the extra sun exposure from going to the suntan parlor. So now they're getting twice as much or three times as much, and they're getting it faster than somebody who's not going to the suntan parlor. So there's been a blip of women between the ages of 25 and 35 to 40 that have a higher rate of melanoma than other age groups and other demographics. And it is thought that this is the group that 15 years ago, because there's a lag effect. You know, the sun you get today doesn't lead to skin cancer tomorrow. There's a lag effect of many years. So these women frequented, it's thought that they frequented suntan parlors 10, 15 years earlier. And now the effects of that have led to a blip in a higher incidence of melanoma. And there have been medical articles in some of the dermatology journals that have discussed that specifically. And I'm sure people can probably Google that if they go online and read about the increased risk of melanoma in that age group. Because in general, women will use the suntan parlors more than the men. That's just a general statistical rule, because they're more concerned about, you know, getting that tan for the prom. I don't think the boys worry as much about that or focus as much on that. You know what I mean, Bob?
I know what you mean. When we talk about the prevention side of sun exposure, and we're talking with Dr. Kenneth Wasserman on our program On the Fan this Sunday morning. He's joined us in the home stretch of this 6 o'clock hour of our program, talking with him about skin cancer and the whole idea of sun safety. You know, we're on basically the cusp of summer officially starting. Sunscreen. What words to the wise do you have for us about sunscreen and also about the use of it?
Well, sunscreen, my advice and the word is use it, because it decreases ultraviolet exposure to the skin, and it protects you. It doesn't bring your risk down to zero. And when you use sunscreen, it doesn't mean you can stay out for 15 hours, but you can stay out much longer without getting the same amount of ultraviolet damage to the skin and without getting the same burn. And people ask about suntan, sunscreen numbers on the sunscreens.
Right.
You've seen the SPF 25, 50. So I did a little experiment on my own without doing a sophisticated study, where I put number 30 sunscreen on one arm and number 100 sunscreen on the other arm, And my boys play baseball, so I'm outdoors, unfortunately, a lot outside. You can't really watch a baseball game easily without being outside, unless, you know, you're in a very sophisticated ballpark where you're in a suite or undercover. And I found very clearly that the side that I used, the number 30, became more red than the side that I used, the 100. The 100 side definitely burned slower, tanned slower. There was more protection. And there's no question that as you go up, some people can't tolerate the highest numbers because they just get irritated. But, you know, my advice to all my patients is to use the highest number sunscreen SPF factor that they can, as long as they don't get irritated. And they make so many different kinds nowadays. They make them with cream. They make them with a spray where it's non-oily. For our acne patients, we recommend they use an oil-free sunblock so they don't clog their pores. There's gels, there's creams. In spring training, I take care of the Orioles. In spring training, we have a sunscreen station right before they go out on the field. And we have like 25 different types of sunscreen there so that each player can pick the sunscreen that they like the best. So somebody can't complain, oh, this one's too oily, this one's too drying, this one's too creamy. They get to choose from a whole variety of different sunscreens so that there's a better chance that the players use it.
And the reaction, the response of the players to that being there?
Oh, there's no question that as we've increased awareness among the baseball community and have made available the sunscreens, that they're using it much more. There is so much more sunscreen use now than when I started working with baseball 18, 19 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
The awareness, the usage, and you know what else, Bob? Society has changed. These players grew up with parents who were more aware of using sunscreen.
Oh, yes. Very much so. Dr. Kenneth Wasserman, thank you very much for joining us on our program. Certainly our best to your wife, too. But we do appreciate you joining us.
Thank you, and I apologize for being late. I had so much going on in the emergency room. It was a difficult situation.
Not at all. Certainly our best to your wife, too. Dr. Kenneth Wasserman joining us on our program on The Fan. This is live radio. This is what happens in radio. This is why this program is undoubtedly... And John Minko, many years ago, termed it this, a fun fest.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.